Welcome back. You're watching Yahoo Finance Live. Now, 82% jump in ransomware data leaks in 2021. Now, there's also a concerning rise in the number of new adversaries vying for your data. Now, that's according to CrowdStrike's 2022 Global Threat Report. And to give us more context on that report and more, let's welcome in George Kurtz, CrowdStrike's CEO. Thank you for joining us today. So that 82%, a very sobering number there. Why did we see such a jump in ransomware data leaks? And how much of that is to do with us as users versus some of these more sophisticated attackers?
Well, let's break that down. When we talk about ransomware, most people understand what that is. Your data is encrypted. You have to pay normally an e-crime actor to get your data back. Over the last year or so, organizations have gotten much better in being able to back up their data. Obviously, companies want to prevent this using technologies like CrowdStrike, but organizations back up the data. So what the adversaries have done is they've changed their tactics over time, which is a very common trait, and they basically will leak data after they basically steal the data first, they encrypt it, and then they'll leak the data just to keep the pressure on the victim and take control of the situation. Essentially, they've weaponized the victim's own data. And that's what we've seen.
And this can be really devastating to have your data sort of manipulated like this. Now, I want to talk about Russia, which is one of what you call one of the big four that includes Iran, China, Russia, and North Korea. Your report indicates that these new operations and techniques that these countries are using, how are we seeing these strategies used, especially in times of conflict or a standoff like we're seeing with the Ukraine and Russia?
Well, cyber is here in any physical combat, if you will, any conflict. And what we've seen already are some distributed denial of service attacks. We've seen some what we call psychological operations with SMS messages talking about ATMs being down. And cyber is an important element, not only on the psychology piece, but obviously on the physical and the kinetic piece. 2015, we saw Russia take down the electric grid in Ukraine. And it will be one element if there is a physical conflict in the Ukraine. And obviously, you can do a lot of damage from a cyber perspective and cause a lot of chaos with the citizens of Ukraine.
So then expanding that out now to Iran, China, and North Korea, how responsive are the current technologies to really meet these adapting threats? And how are regulators keeping pace with this?
Well, it's a great question. And again, this is why we put out the threat reports. You might be curious, how do we get all this data? We have technology and agents in 176 countries. So we're able to understand these attacks. We're able to classify them based upon where they come from. If it's a nation state, e-crime, if it's hacktivism, even by country. And we classify all these techniques. We program that into our AI algorithms. And we're able to prevent against these attacks. Basically understanding malware that's never been seen before, but also moving to a zero trust model. That is having each computer, each endpoint, each cloud workload, not trust anything else and armor itself so that it can't be compromised. And that's a big part of what we focused on, as well as what the US government is actually talking about, which is obviously important technology.
And you mentioned those different categories. You have e-crime, which is financially motivated, targeted, some of these state-sponsored intrusions. Hacktivists tend to be promoting a cause or perhaps get some recognition. And then, of course, the unattributed ones where you need more data to really understand the motivation there. What are your thoughts on how these approaches can potentially destabilize financial markets if left unchecked?
Absolutely, they can destabilize financial markets. One of the doomsday scenarios is disrupting any one of the financial markets that operate in the U.S. or outside the U.S. and the chaos that can ensue. And it's obviously very important from a regulatory perspective. We've seen a lot more scrutiny from a place like the U.S. government and governments around the world to make sure that the proper security tools, techniques, and processes are put in place. And one of the real challenges that we have in the industry today is just the human element. There's just not enough qualified people to be able to operate and deal with these adversaries, which a big part of what we do is create the technology and also provide the human element that helps companies keep their systems safe and prevent against breaches. But it's a big problem in the industry.
Well, this threat report certainly highlighting some of the vulnerabilities there. We do thank you for your time. George Kurtz there, CrowdStrike's CEO. Thank you so much.